petition for persons resident in the Falkland Islands, sponsored by the Honourable Roger Spink.
I call upon the Honourable Roger Spink to lay the petition on the table. The Honourable Roger Spink.
Yep. Mr. Speaker, Honourable Members, this petition is being presented on behalf of persons resident in the Falkland Islands. The petition has 2,732 signatures, of which 316 were spoiled invalid. 185 of those signatures are from Camp, 1,482 from Stanley, 717 from Mount Pleasant, 32 undeclared dual location. That's a total of 2,416 valid signatures. Mr. Speaker, Honourable Members, I move that the petition is A, read into the record, and B, that it be referred to a select committee comprised of all elected members of this Assembly.
In accordance with Standing Order 42.5, the motion is to be put without debate, and therefore is there any objection to passing this motion? There is no objection. The motion is carried. A select committee shall be constituted, consisting of all elected members of this Assembly. It shall have a quorum of 6 elected members and be chaired by the Honourable Roger Spink, and with a vice-chair being the Honourable Leona Roberts. The committee shall determine its own procedures and shall hold its first meeting on the 1st of August 2024 at 10 a.m. in this chamber. The select committee shall submit a report to this House on completion of its deliberation.
I'd like to thank the work in raising support for the telecommunications and look forward to participating in the Select Committee.
Petitions often go nowhere and make no difference, but this one I believe is and will be different. There are so many names on it, and that speaks loudly that a huge amount of those who live and work in the Falklands want change.
I think this is probably the largest public participation in democracy since the referendum, I imagine. It's fantastic to see.
I think everyone is incredibly engaged in this, and it's an important part of the democratic process to allow people to make their views clear, and I think they have spoken quite loudly.
I think it's a great act of democracy, and the ball is now in our court to give a positive, fair, balanced outcome to that process.
And also I look forward to the select committee that's coming forward